Now that was no.
Yeah, that was no too. Did I ask you about the coarse hair on a boar? The hair that they cut off for brushes and things like that?
No.
What that would be called?
I don't know.
Bristles or?
Yeah, they would be bristles. And they'd be strong enough for that too, wouldn't they?
More ways than one.
Yeah, that's right. I hadn't even thought about that. You know, when they raise hogs around here, it's just mostly to sell for locker purposes, you know, nowadays.
Those are wonderful things, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
That is, the
they
lockers.
Really are.
Hogs are pretty good, too.
That's right. When Gant, some of the time, Gant will have somebody, you know, on his ranch, some of the family somewhere to raise hogs. And when he does, when it's butchering time, he'll come by, you know, and bring us some tenderloin, some liver, backbone. And he has given us a whole hog. He has given us even a whole beef.
Goodness, that's a lot of meat.
That's what this fellow was doing coming by now. He lives in Tulsa, goes to the Presbyterian Church. And Gimp is having this big feed for the Presbyterian men out here tomorrow night, see. So he'll be bringing over the preacher and maybe more than one carload of men, you see, coming from Tulsa, from the Presbyterian group. And he couldn't remember quite his way out there because he was always in the pickup with Lester when they'd go quail hunting, see. And this is the first time that he's been able to make the trip to the feed because he travels quite a lot. I know he travels for some oil company. Anyway, that's what old Gent's going to do. He butchers a beef and will furnish the meat for this whole thing. There'll be men from all over the country come out here to this den.
My goodness.
Tomorrow night. They'll be from Bartlesville and from Tulsa, from Pawhuska, from Hominy, maybe Abant. Anywhere, you know. I don't know who is included in their district. It might be a district and it might be a state thing. I don't know. But Gant always has it. He has this very big, it was originally an Indian home, see, and it's a big two-story thing. The living room is clear across the front of the house. Oh, it's just a wonderful place.
My goodness.
You know, I told you about the first trip you made up here. She was a swim.
Uh-huh.
That's who it is, see.
Oh.
I feel real sorry for him, though, because he's had an operation just lately called cancer here on the side of his face. And just yesterday or today, he takes his last cobalt treatment. He's been having to go to the city and take treatments every day for the last 3 weeks, and he had his operation the day after Easter. So that's how long he's been doing that.
Is he cured now?
Oh, I don't know. It just makes me sick to think about it.
Well, do you have any plastic work done there? Is it
no, he didn't have any. They just, they used the you know, how they go down in there with the light, you know, to see if they could